morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Welcome you back today. Today I want to read you a little something that I thought found to be a real example of faithfulness, of commitment. And so let me read this to you and then go from there. It's a little small thing I've read called Complete Consecration. It says, when the soldiers of Napoleon's army were invading Russia, they came to a village from which all the inhabitants had fled except one man. He was a Russian peasant, a woodsman, and still carried his axe in his leather belt. When the French captain saw him, he ordered him to be shot immediately. The soldiers fell in and leveled their guns, but the man did not seem afraid, looking fearlessly down the gun barrels. The French captain noticed this, and before the soldiers could pull their triggers, ordered them to lower their guns. He then ordered that the peasant's life should be spared. But, he said, we will put a mark on him. We will brand him. So the branding iron was brought out and placed in the fire. Then it was placed upon the Russian's hand. The man saw his own flesh burning and quivered, but he did not flinch or cry out. After the iron was removed, the peasant saw the letter N branded on his palm. What is that? He asked. This is the letter N, and it stands for Napoleon. You belong to Napoleon now, replied the captain. For a moment, the poor man did not know what to do or what to say. His pain was intense. Then an idea occurred to him. He had always been a loyal and patriotic Russian. Now was the time to show it, even in the presence of his enemies. At once he placed his burned hand on a solid object, and the French soldiers looked on, laughing and jeering at him. The brave man took the axe out of his belt, and swinging it high, brought it down with such might that he severed his own hand. There, he said to the soldiers, the hand may belong to Napoleon, but I am a Russian. If I must die, I will die a Russian. This is a spirit needed in the church today, both among ministers and members. Our Christianity has become too soft and easy. Excuse me. To some people, the symbol of Christianity is a rocking chair instead of a cross. Most of us do not suffer or sacrifice enough for our faith. If we did, we would love it more. We ought to love our Lord and His cause more than any person or thing. Laymen and ministers need complete consecration to give them power to work for the Lord. This power can be had if we are willing to pay the price of sacrifice and self-denial. That was written by Reverend Joseph D. Ryan in the old magazine, The Presbyterian. And I found that to be very interesting in the sense that I cannot agree more that we certainly do not sacrifice for our belief at all anymore. As a matter of fact, if you look around at what's being taught today, what's being taught in the churches and the pulpits across the country and becoming more and more across the world, we're being taught that we don't have to suffer. That we're conquerors, that we're righteous, and that we have dominion over everything, and therefore we have no need to suffer. That Christ accomplished everything on the cross, and therefore there's no need for us to have to do anything except just believe in Him, and that's it. The Gospels and all of the New Testament basically shows us and explains to us in detail how the disciples and the believers suffered for their belief. The disciples and the Apostle Paul and them, they were all persecuted and they suffered greatly. It's just as plain as day in the Bible that they suffered for the faith and their faith in the Lord, but they stayed steadfast. They never gave in. They never stopped believing that Christ was the Savior, and that His love for us, His dying for us on the cross, was more than they could ever pay back. Not that we owe any monetary or material things to the Lord, but we do owe the Lord for our lives. We owe Him for our eternity. We owe Him for the right and the ability to be able to, once we leave this life, to go on and be in heaven with Him. So, and it takes sacrifice. If you truly are walking, and I think that's the key to the whole thing, is that if you're truly walking with the Lord and doing the work of the Lord, you will have some persecution and you will experience some suffering from it. Because the world rejects us as it rejected Christ. And when you're rejected by someone that's in the majority, you're going to find out that they will persecute you, and they will cause you pain and suffering in so many ways. But we, as Christians today, in today's standards, today's life, we don't believe in having to suffer. We don't believe in having to pay a price for anything, as far as ourselves go. Our idea of paying a price for anything is to monetarily pay a price. And a lot of Christians give a lot of money to a lot of different churches, believing that that's their payback. And it's sad because, number one, the Lord is not interested in money. Jesus has no need for money. God has no need for money. The Holy Spirit has no need for money. We can't give Him food. Neither of them need food to sustain themselves. They don't need blankets. They don't need clothing. They need nothing. They are God, and they don't need anything that we can give them except for our faithfulness and our dedication to them. But when you're dedicated to the Lord, it's a lot harder walk than what we are making it to be now. We make everything simple. Everything has to be simple for us and easy for us, to where we don't have to, like I said, suffer any kind of persecutions. I can't imagine Peter, when he was being stoned to death, crying out and screaming, "I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. I'm supposed to have everything good, and I'm supposed to have a happy life, and I'm supposed to have an easy life, and you people are wrong. Don't stone me. I'm not the problem." If that was the case, I think we would have read many times over, not only in the Bible, but also in some of the historical books by Josephus and a number of others, about how those in the faith rejected Christ to save their lives. And we just don't see that. We don't hear about it in the biblical scriptures. We certainly have heard about it in real life, but we've also heard the opposite, where people have given their lives for the faith in the Lord, and they willingly died knowing that they were going to die, but never rejected their faith and never quit believing that the Lord was going to be with them. And that's something that's been lost in the church today. You just see no dedication to the work of the Lord. The dedication, now, if you're going to put on a play or have a church social, any of those kinds of things, you'll see church dinner, you'll see dedication at its finest. People will bring food, they'll make sure that they take the time to where they can be there. They'll dedicate that portion of time and effort to that particular entity, but if you ask them to take a whole day or anything, any time really, and just ask them to walk down the streets talking to people and sharing the gospel with everyone they meet, they're not going to take the time to do that. And one thing you'll never, very, very seldom ever see is Christians just walking around asking people how they're doing and do you know the Lord? You just, you know, well, you can't just, I've heard it said so many times, you can't just walk up and just ask somebody, do you know who Jesus is? You know, that's not the way to go about it. The way to go about it is to invite him to your home and feed him a good meal and get to know him and become friends. And then a little at a time, talk to him about the gospel. I don't remember reading in the Bible very many stories about such a subtle, easy, don't embarrass yourself and don't embarrass or offend anyone with your love of the Lord and your willingness to share him with them. It's not there because that's not the kind of life we're supposed to be living. Now, this gentleman in this story, this sounds somewhat to the extreme. I don't know if it's a true story or if it's just a story. But the example that it shows us is exactly the type of spirit that's missing in the churches today. It's just not there. It's not there with the minister. It's not there with the members. The reason it's not there with the member or the minister is because the ministers aren't dedicated in such fashion. And therefore, the members aren't dedicated because the minister preaching to them hasn't showed them that passion and that dedication either. And that's certainly what has become a real problem. As it said in the little article, to some people, the symbol of Christianity is a rocking chair instead of a cross. And that's exactly right. We're willing to sit down and socialize with anybody, but we're certainly not very willing to take up our cross daily and go about the Lord's work. And my prayer and my plea and my suggestion to anyone listening to this is that we need that type of dedication now. We need members of the churches, the laity and the ministers alike, the leaders of the churches, to become more serious, quit fooling around, get serious about this. You take your job serious, you take your life serious, you take your playtime serious, but you don't take the gospel very serious. And that's really a shame, because we're missing out on what it means to be a real Christian there. And I have to wonder, I have to ask myself the question, how many of us are truly, truly Christians and not just in name only? How many of us really honestly believe in our heart of hearts and in our mind that we are followers of the Lord? I read a news clip today that said more people are dropping the name Christian from their belief, and it's a good thing. And what they meant by that was that there were so many people playing the game and calling themselves Christians, but now society is changing, and now they don't have to say I'm a Christian anymore when they knew they weren't to start with. And that leaves, naturally, the true Christians more, I guess, as a group to be able to worship together and follow the Lord. There's a lot of different lines of thoughts on that, and we don't have time today to go into that. But I do truly pray that we, and just like it says here, we ought to love our Lord and His cause more than any person or anything in our lives. We need complete consecration to our work for the Lord. I pray that you would do that. I pray this little story has helped you. God bless you, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Love each one of you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315. Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.